Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Last night, President Trump announcing officially his re-election campaign, Keep America Great. That is the slogan that will be used this time. I thought it was a fairly good speech. I really did. I thought it was pretty good. We'll talk more about it as we head through the afternoon. Now, I have, during the last year or so, very happily become aware of a great website, emilysbracelets.com. I have very proudly worn a number of selections from emilysbracelets.com, but it is the story behind Emily's Bracelets that really touched me. It's the fact that her brother PJ, and you've heard PJ many times on this program now, PJ Morrissey, brought the story to our attention. And my understanding is that Emily is getting ready to celebrate a birthday. And I thought, well, here we go. What a great time for us to sort of revisit this wonderful story. PJ's joining us. PJ, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Tell us a little bit about why you and I are chatting today. Believe it or not, I mean, we've got Trump 2020, we've got Morrissey 2040, but somewhere in between there, we got a little something about Emily. Tell us a little bit about the background and all this.
So this is a very special interview today. As you said, Emily's birthday is coming up this Sunday on June 23rd. She'll be turning 21 years old, born June 23rd, 1998.
Wow. Wow. So why does everybody need to know about Emily? Come on.
So Emily's story, when she was born all the way back in 1998, she was born blue, not breathing, and she suffered from hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, which is just brain damage, which soon led to cerebral palsy, which is a disorder. Yeah. You know, this shocked my parents. They weren't expecting it. It changed their lives forever, and in turn changed mine forever. She grew up very differently from others of her age group, and then when I was born 3.5 years later, that translated over to my life as well.
Yeah.
You know, I had no idea what my parents had gotten me into when I was born, and you know, I didn't really see these differences in the beginning because, you know, I was little and everything, but I sort of started to realize it when kids in elementary school would talk about their relationships and interactions with their siblings and, like, how they would run around outside and fight and bicker. And all right, don't get me wrong, me and Emily fight and bicker all the time. We got into an argument this morning. I remember asking my mom specifically why Emily couldn't come out and play with me and my two best friends, Kevin and Michael. And I always was baffled at the fact that she always said no. And then I soon realized soon after that my sister was handicapped, right? Which I didn't really know what that meant at the time, besides the fact that we got to park closer to the door. It wasn't really until we moved to Virginia 6 years ago that I realized what all of this truly meant.
Okay.
And sort of during Emily's first year of high school here, she got the opportunity to participate in the Special Olympics, which is something we had never heard of when we lived in New Jersey. And so we jumped on the opportunity because it sounded like fun and Emily wanted to do it. I also signed up as a volunteer just to see what it was like and, you know, to get my volunteer hours for school. And then while I was there, I got to see how unique every one of those Special Olympics athletes were. And what amazing job the Special Olympics was doing, giving them all a purpose through these unified sports and modified sports. And then from there, Emily just continued to open doors for me like that. I became a regular volunteer at Special Olympics. I became a volunteer at school in her class. I became friends with all the kids in her class. I became a strong activist for inclusion.
Right.
I'm a firm believer in that there are no disabilities. There are just different kinds of abilities. People find different ways to do everything. It's not that they can't do something. They find their own way to do it.
Yeah.
And going to all these doctor's appointments and physical therapy and occupational therapy appointments with Emily over the years kind of gave me this passion for medicine, which drove me to become a part of the Health Professions and Therapy Specialty Center at Monacan. Thanks to that passion that Emily had given me through her doctor's appointments. And I have to say, it is safe to say that I would not be the human being that I am today if it weren't for Emily.
Wow.
You know, sometimes the things that we can't change end up changing us. And, you know, I'll never be able to repay her for everything that she's done. But one way that I've tried is by starting a business for her. And as you know, that's Emily's Bracelets.
Absolutely.
Over these past 21 years of occupational therapy and all these other therapy appointments, her therapist had her making bracelets by stringing beads onto things like pipe cleaners and then progressing on to strings with bigger beads. And then we made our way up to smaller beads. So, and Emily has loved it ever since. So she started making seasonal bracelets like winter ones, summer ones, Christmas ones, you name it, and giving them to her friends and family because she loved to see people happy and smile when she gave them to them. And, you know, I'd wear mine at school and people would ask me like, hey, where'd you get your bracelet? Like, can you ask your sister to make me one? And so I loved seeing how happy it made her. And so did my family. And that's why back in October, we started this website to try and promote that on a larger scale.
Yeah.
And as soon as we announced the launch, orders poured in from family and friends and even strangers. And it just has given Emily a purpose and a passion that, you know, we never thought like she would have to this extent.
Wow.
And I love to see how happy it makes her to make and sell these to people. You know, we'll be out in public and she'll give one of her bracelets off of her wrist to someone who says something like, oh, I love your bracelets. And then she'll go ahead and send them to her website.
PJ, I have been blown away by this entire story since I first heard about it. And I have been so impressed, not just with Emily, but with you, with your folks, as the father of a daughter with special needs. It is not always easy sailing. Let me put it to you that way. And it's not just dealing with your child who has those special challenges. It's brothers or it's sisters who are typically developing peers who are also called upon in many ways that other family members would not be, that other brothers or sisters would not be. And so, I have been absolutely moved to hear how you have taken this on your own, almost as a project on your own. And of course, as you know, I'm a proud wearer of Emily's bracelets, and try and work the phrase emilysbracelets.com into conversation, you know, every once in a while, just to try and send a few folks over there. So what does the future hold, PJ? I know you're an EMT and you're volunteering in the community and you're running for president and you're looking at Emily and you're looking at your folks and you know some way, somehow, you're all in this together. So what do you see in the future?
You know, nobody knows, but the goal is to keep Emily's Bracelets going, to keep spreading these smiles and promoting inclusion. You know, not only in school, but like in the community and everywhere, the world would be a much happier place if we just accepted each other for our differences instead of, you know, writing people off.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen a difference? You said you've been in Virginia for 6 years. You came from New Jersey. Have you seen a difference in these past 6 years, how folks have treated you, have treated Emily?
Yes, definitely. You know, a big part of my school year this year has been trying to integrate the special ed class with a lot of the general population kids at our school. Mm-hmm. And it's been a very welcoming environment. People are very open to, you know, this integration, and they are finding this love and uniqueness that I found 6 years ago with the Special Olympics. Yeah. It's an amazing thing to see.
And remind everybody about emily'sbracelets.com. Not only is she doing beautiful work, but selling those bracelets, which are amazing, she's also giving back to the community.
Right. So as a thank you to the Special Olympics for all they do for Emily, for what they've done for me, for what they do for all their other athletes, 25 cents from each bracelet sold at emily'sbracelets.com is donated back to the Special Olympics.
Beautiful. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. Of course, I should let everybody know, when we put together our friendship circle bowling team, PJ and Emily were part of it. I don't know that any of us were particularly good bowlers, in all candor,
yeah.
PJ. I mean, together we may have knocked down 10 pins, but I think everybody had a great time, and we raised more than $30,000.
Yeah, that's amazing. It was a lot of fun. We will definitely be there next year.
I love it. I love it. And, of course, Emily's getting a fair amount of attention, not just on this radio program. Our friend Natalie Calabat, who is, I think, Richmond's best sports anchor, sports reporter, has been wearing Emily's bracelets on television. What's Emily's response been to all this fame?
She loves it, man. Like, one of her teachers walked up to her one morning when I dropped her off, and she was like, "Emily, I keep seeing you everywhere. You're famous." And she goes, "I know." Yeah. can't let her head get too big.
No, no. So listen, PJ, I want folks to go to emily'sbracelets.com, of course, to take a look at what's there. What do we have that's new for the summer season?
So I definitely encourage you to go to emily'sbracelets.com and order one bracelet or 100 bracelets. There are so many designs, so many different designs that Emily makes by hand. Personally, each one is unique. We just released a new 4th of July bracelet. It has matte beads in red, white, and blue, and it's perfect for your 4th of July festivities. If you're having a party, they work as great party favors.
Wow.
We have sports bracelets that you can customize. We have custom bracelets. You can get whatever colors you want. And, you know, Jeff, I just want to say a huge thank you to you for all that you've done and continuing to let me come on this program and promote Emily's bracelets and tell our story.
Well, listen, I love you guys. I think the world of you. And remind Emily, my pal Parney over the Flying Squirrels needs a bunch of bracelets for his whole team, okay?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I know she's listening right now because I sat her right in front of the radio before I left. So I just want to say happy birthday to Emily, and thank you for all that you've done for me.
Absolutely. Well, a very happy birthday to Emily Morrissey, who is making Central Virginia a better place, and a heartfelt thank you to her brother, PJ Morrissey, who is making Central Virginia a better place, and to your folks, who I think have raised a couple of really good kids. PJ, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, that is PJ Morrissey. Remember, emily'sbracelets.com, emily'sbracelets.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.